for Sam Cena, Mark Maron.
All right, 34 past the hour, Maron in for Cedar. Oh, man. Janine is here.
Hey, y'all.
Let's talk to the professor here. In his new book, Iraq, Seeds of Division, Professor William Chandler has written a gripping historical narrative outlining in detail the tragic mistakes that led to the creation of the Iraqi nation, a nation, it seems, whose foundation was laid on a house of cards. He's a renowned academic at Princeton University and over the years has published many books on Western influence in the Middle East. Welcome to the show, Professor William Chandler.
Thank you, Mark.
Professor Chandler, in your book, I'm struck by the fact that even back as far as World War I, it was obvious to many of the world's leaders that unifying the territories detached from the Ottoman Empire would only result in disaster.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it was obvious back then. It was, that's for sure. Yeah.
I just want to get this right. Even back then, the superpower nations knew that unifying the territories detached from the Ottoman Empire would lead to disaster.
Yeah, that's for sure, Mark. Even then, the superpower nations knew that unifying the territories detached from the Ottoman Empire would lead to disaster.
All right, okay. Well, I mean, can you say anything more on that, or?
No.
All right, well, look, I'm really interested in which leaders felt that way, because you talk about that in the chapter on the now infamous Cairo Conference.
Yeah, the Cairo Conference of 1920.
Yeah.
That's right, in Cairo.
All right, now this conference.
Egypt. Egypt.
Right. All right, now this conference was attended by none other than Winston Churchill.
Yeah, of course, Churchill. Bulldog. Churchill. Mwah. We will fight them on the beaches. Mwah.
Okay. I notice you credit Churchill with deciding the ethnic and political boundaries of modern Iraq. How did he come to terms with the consequences of that decision?
I don't know. Am I doing okay so far?
Why don't we just take a quick commercial break here so you can collect your thoughts and then we'll come back and get on with this.
That's a good idea. Thanks.
Okay, so we're gonna take a break and we're off here.
Oh man, I am so retarded. Compose. Mommy.
Professor. We're still on. I guess we didn't go to break after all.
What?
Look, Professor, why are you so nervous?
Come on, jeez, Mark. I am not nervous.
Then why can't you tell me anything about your book? You did write it, didn't you?
Do you know Robin Williams?
Come on.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
I would say that the first problem is if you're going to build anything on a foundation of cards, that's the first mistake. If you...
Is that
the foundation
Garofalo?
Like a
it's,
house...
Yeah, it's Janine Garofalo.
Professor, I would say the first mistake would be building anything on cards. You know, notoriously playing cards are a terrible, terrible foundation for anything. I mean, you couldn't even put a potato or an empty teacup on a cards and hope that it was going to... Hold,
I agree.
Let alone
agree.
A nation.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. Do you know Sam Cedar?
I do, yeah.
Oh, man.
He's wonderful.
What's he like?
Professor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mark.
Yeah.
I get distracted, really.
Yeah. So.
Look, I know there's no excuse for this. I'm sorry, but you just hear me out
okay.
for a second. Of course I wrote the book.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got my name on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's right. Do you see it?
Yeah.
I wrote it.
Okay.
It's just sometimes I can't remember things.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm doing the best I can under the circumstance. I have a serious condition.
Uh-huh.
I have marzipan syndrome.
Professor Chandler, marzipan is a candy confection consisting primarily of ground almonds and sugar.
So
Abraham Lincoln had marpan syndrome, and it's got nothing to do with memory loss. It affects your bone growth.
Oh, my bones.
Oh, boy.
Seriously, is this going okay so far?
No.
And you know Sam Cedar.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, look, you just want to try this again when you're a little better prepared, Professor?
Sure, sure, Mark. Any time in particular, I'm off all next week.
I guess.
No, wait. That's last year's calendar. You know what my schedule is next week?
Goodbye, Professor William Chanworth from Princeton.
Oh, man, I suck.
Otherwise known as Jim. Sometimes people call him Jim as a nickname
come
for
on.
William. Like Margaret and Peggy.
Hey, you know? Sometimes the bits don't always go perfectly.
Well, like I said, I think that the first mistake was cards.
Yes,
I don't think, would IMPay build something on cards?
Perhaps he would, because
well,
he could pull it off.
You know what?
Yes.
Then he's making a big mistake.
So let's talk about Eli Lilly, Janine Garofalo.
Yes, absolutely.
If you want to get into that whole
can of worms, that can of mind control,
Have you ever been to Indianapolis where they have the headquarters? I've done comedy there, and I don't know if they're putting the Prozac in the water, but people are sort of kind of just walking around fairly content. A little bit of Soma action there. I have gone down the conspiracy, and I'm not going to call them conspiracy because I know that they are investigations, and they're probably true. But I get to the point where if you get too far with the thinking that, as you were talking about on the break, that Sirhan Sirhan was a Manchurian candidate
a Manchurian candidate. He was a Manchurian assassin.
Okay. So he was a guy that was programmed somehow. It's also like the parallax view, that there is a profile of people that are susceptible to behaving a certain way and can be zombified.
They can be manipulated because of their personality profile. I believe that Sirhan Sirhan was manipulated behaviorally to assassinate Bobby Kennedy Jr. We are also, in the way that we are raised to reflexively think it's impossible in this country that an election can be stolen, that a corporation can do wrong.
All these techniques are used to market to people now.
Well, I think that if you say to somebody that in another country, let's just say Uganda, elections are stolen in our demonstration, people accept it immediately. If you say that's in this country, they become emotionally resistant to that idea. If you were to say in another country that they do mind control experiments, now in this country it's been proven with COINTELPRO and other covert ops, MKUltra, Delta, Artichoke, all these things, that is factual.
You can do mind control experiments just by repetition on television.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hypnosis is
a mind. The persuaders.
Of course. But just by engaging in fear and the propagating of fear, that's mind control.
Yes.
It's old as you don't need drugs.
Jeremy Bentham, the Panopticon. Jeremy Bentham created the Panopticon, which is a circular building wherein the person that is your oppressor or observer is in the center of the circle. And the lights are always, it's like a prison that's designed on the basis of the Panopticon.
Right, and now it's just a television in your living room.
And the person who is incarcerated need only think he or she is being observed. That's the ultimate goal. You don't even need, they just need to think they're being observed and moderate their behavior accordingly.
But now the idea is that there used to be a fear that Big Brother is watching us. And now not only are we Big Brother, but it's what we pay him to do. There's an idea that in terms of being watched, that people become so comfortable with being watched that the fact is they just assume they're being watched anyways. It's technology-induced
morality. That's
what
the goal is. That's the ultimate goal of the quote-unquote panopticon.
Well, that is what culture is now.
At MIT right now.
Yeah.
There are programs. It's the Institute of Military Nanotechnologies. They have scientists laboring through the night to create technologies to kill the most people on the battlefield, utilizing the least amount of American humans, but the unmanned machines. There's also, they are working from a laptop. They manipulate, at this point, rats, as far as we know. They manipulate with stimulation and electrodes and behavior modification. They can make a rat do things it wouldn't ordinarily do. And they stimulate parts of the brain of the rat to create feelings of joy and contentment.
But this is not a government fear. I mean, this is being used by just businesses. I mean, we're all engaging in rodent behavior. The entire flow of business is now dictated by how many times we hit this mouse on this mouse pad and where we go with it. It couldn't be more rodent-like that we've come to this point where we built all this technology to supposedly make our lives more convenient and free up our minds to do what? To just let that run through it and to act like, rodents?
If you watch George Bush recently when he was doing his tour of What's Your Plan, Democrats, then he would have the crowd mouth it along with him. And then they have people on the stage behind him representing America, mouthing, What's Your Plan?
Yeah.
If that's not the ultimate in Stockholm Syndrome type behavior, where these people actually, when you see military families clap when Rumsfeld speaks to them.
Yeah.
That is, to me, the ultimate. And that's without any electrodes in your brain, Manchurian style.
But a lot of this has to do also with it's also the way that they keep people apathetic. These aren't just tools that are being used to mind control people. If you go to when you do a show, a television show, to see how trained the audience is, and Brendan just brought it to my attention, just the idea that we allow these machines to make decisions for us, that a TiVo can pretty much figure out what you want to watch and present those options to you. That what's scarier to me in certain respects than the government using certain things that we don't know about is all these things are being used by marketers and by companies that market things more than the government needs to use them. Because whoever the government is brainwashing into believing them, there are more people that are being brainwashed into believing nothing.
Well, our identity now, in some sense, is actually our finances, right? What's your FICO score?
Right.
There's massive data mining going on.
Right.
Your credit score.
Okay.
Massive data mining going on by three companies in particular that has every bit of information on you that they could possibly have, and they sell it to other companies, or they tell the credit card when you're late on a payment so they can utilize universal default and raise your interest rates and so forth.
And they have terror scores now, too. Everyone's got a terror rating. Did you know that? There are credit ratings, but there's now a terror rating.
Each American approximately has about 44 pages of information about them.
I sure hope so.
In these vast
When I do a Google search on me, I'm never satisfied with the amount of information that there is out on me there.
Well, there's way more than you know about.
I hope so.
That you're not able to.
Can I go to the FBI and demand my file?
You have to do a Freedom of Information Act request.
I have to go through all that? I can't just go to the lady?
No. I think you have to request it and then wait. And then, of course, you know that Alan Weinstein is the archive. He's the guy in charge, handpicked by the Bush administration to say no to everything.
You know, my biggest fear is that I'll do the Freedom of Information Act and they'll be like, we really don't have. I'm like, but I'm Mark Maron. You know, provocateur.
They'll say, yeah, we've heard you. We've heard your bits with Jim Earle. We decided not to follow up on data mining.
We decided you weren't a threat.
We didn't think it would be that funny.
Oh, man. You want to take a call from somebody in Alabama?
Sure.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Maron, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. How you doing? I'm here with Janine Garofalo.
Hey, hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Two things, please. First of all, as I talk to your screener, I'm wanting to know when somebody in their right mind is going to call for a coup and President Bush and all his cronies be taken to the Middle East and turned over to our enemies for war crimes prosecution.
I hope they do that here. Thanks for your call,
Rumsfeld has been brought up on war crimes charges by, I believe, Germany.
Yeah, in Germany.
As Kissinger is still, you know, evading his war crimes. And Pinochet was arrested in Spain, I believe, and he recently passed on. And he also hated unions, by the way.
I hope this happens here. I really hope that I was talking to people yesterday. I talked to John Nichols yesterday about, I sort of fell for the frame that it's a bad political idea for Democrats to begin impeachment proceedings. But John Nichols made it very clear to me that there's nothing specific about impeachment proceedings. If investigations happen and information is amassed, that it will just be the natural train of events that should happen on a constitutional level. It doesn't deter from any legislating.
Right.
So I believe that these guys should be brought up for war crimes here, at least for
absolutely.
Treason.
Well, also, didn't Kissinger win the Nobel Peace Prize?
Kissinger, after
Vietnam?
Kissinger's the devil.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Of course, these people should be.
James Baker,
too. They are inherently war criminals for the things they've done from Vietnam forward. But the thing is, again, we have been somewhat manipulated into responding poorly to the idea of impeachment for this particular illegal president who was installed.
I was duped. I mean, of course he should be impeached, but everyone thinks that it's somehow unpatriotic to cause that kind of trouble.
And the way that you're duped when people bring up the idea of stolen elections and hacking democracy and a Manchurian assassin like Sirhan Sirhan, I don't want to go down that road.
Yeah,
come on.
I don't wanna,
and conspiracy is not an inherently dirty word.
No.
It isn't. It just means a group of people do it. It's business.
It's how business is run.
Exactly.
We'll be back in a second. It's Mark Maron in for Sam, and Janine is here. It's 48 past.
The Sam Cedar Show on Air America Radio. Wiping away political corruption. One dirty, filthy, stinking conservative at a time.